Find the whole paper. Nothing penetrates. Try to sand it surface.
Welcome to the November 24th, 2012 Landmarks Preservation Commission. First item on the agenda is roll call. Those present, Chair McIntyre, Vice Chair Maddox, Commissioners Chase, Eckley, and House, and ex officios Buffington and McClintock. Item two, consent agenda. Item A, excusal of absences. Commissioners York and Jensen have called in. Item 2B, meeting minutes. There are revisions to the minutes for October 24th on page 3, which Tony will read into the minutes.
Yes, there's one error that was corrected at the meeting, and it wasn't corrected in the minutes. And that had to do with item special tax valuation, item 2C. And in the paragraph on, in the analysis and recommendation, the percentage of assessed value, just assessed valuation, should not be 3.639%, but it should be 36.39%.
Are there any other corrections or comments on consent agenda items? Move approval of consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Third item on the agenda is public hearing. With this, I open the public hearing. This is a hearing to take public comment on the proposed amendment to the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission Rules of Procedure and Administrative Guidelines. I will invite staff to present the staff report. The public will then have an opportunity to comment. There is a sign-in sheet in the front of the room, and we ask you to use. When it is your turn to comment, please state your name and area of residence. Please keep your comments brief. Following comments tonight, the record will remain open until November 21st, and the commission is scheduled to take action on the proposed amendments at its next meeting on December 12th. Item 3A is Landmarks Preservation Commission Rules and Regulations, Administrative Bylaws. Staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to read through this for the record and for people that might be listening to this as well. It doesn't look like a huge crowd. The Landmarks Preservation Commission will hear public comments today regarding the annual amendment to the rules and regulations of the Landmarks Commission per procedures defined in 1307.120 of the Municipal Code. The purpose of this hearing is to receive public comments regarding the proposed changes. At the close of the hearing, the Commission shall review public testimony and take action to approve, amend, or deny the proposed changes no sooner than its next regularly scheduled meeting. Notice was mailed to affected property owners on October 4th, 2012, as well as October 31st, and notice was also published in the Tacoma News Tribune on November 7th. An electronic version of the bylaws with the proposed changes has been posted online at tacomaculture.org/historic/resources.asp, and there is a hard copy of this meeting as well. Item 3A is the amendment to the Commission Rules and Regulations. The Landmarks Preservation Commission is required to maintain administrative rules for 1307.070. The Commission amends its rules and regulations once annually by a vote at the first meeting of December, and it is scheduled for vote on December 12th. The summary of the proposed amendments is as follows. On page 3, amend section 1, Administrative Procedures, B, Meetings Procedures, A, Public Meetings, to change the time of the start date of the Landmarks Commission meetings to 5:30 p.m. This is a regular schedule change, so the meetings, which presently start at 5, will start at 5:30. Page 10, amend section 2, review procedures and the review policies regarding variances, items 1 and 2. Adding a conditional use permit to the language regarding variances needing to be approved prior to the Landmarks Commission taking action on them, and adding conditional use permits. In addition, changes are proposed to the design guidelines for the Wedge Neighborhood North Hills Slope Historic District, which requires a hearing for TMC 1307.120. Item 3B, Historic Building Inventory Updates. Once annually, this is scheduled for action on December 12th. The Landmarks Commission is required to have a building's inventory for its historic district. And the following is proposed. One amendment to Appendix D, which is North Slope Inventory. to add 1116 North K as a non-contributing property that was constructed in 2007, and Section 5, adding Appendix E to the Wedge Neighborhood Historic District Inventory. Item 3C, Wedge Neighborhood North Slope Historic District Design Guidelines. The Landmarks Preservation Commission is also required to maintain design guidelines for its historic districts per 1307.120, and these guidelines also may be amended once annually concurrent with the amendment of the bylaws. This item is also scheduled for action on December 12th. These draft guidelines for the North Slope Historic District and the Wedge Neighborhood and Conservation District were reviewed by the Commission on several committee and regular meetings during 2012. Staff and commissioners conducted a public information section on October 18th. Major changes include development of new sections for common remodeling projects, including windows, siding, doors, roofs, and additions. Secondly, alignment of the design guidelines with the Secretary of Interior standards for rehabilitation of historic properties, including the incorporation of general preservation principles. And thirdly, creation of new language relating to sustainability. There are no changes regarding the authority of the Landmarks Preservation Commission on Historic District Departments for review. That concludes my staff report.
Are you here to comment on this? No? Okay. Is there any public comment? Is there comment from commissioners?
I'd just like to say that the board of the North Slope Historic District Incorporated supports the new guidelines, and we look forward to seeing them implemented.
Very good. If there's no other comment this time,
I was going to say I did have one minor change to the list of residences in the Wedge neighborhood, 508. South Ainsworth, I believe, should not be listed as non-contributing. And I spoke with the Historic Preservation Officer before the meeting, and
he all right.
Look into it.
Duly noted. Any other comments? As stated earlier, the record will remain open until Wednesday, November 21st, with action taken on the 12th of December, our next meeting. With that, the public hearing is closed. All right, moving on, design review, item 4A is 1407. North 5th Street in the North Slope New Construction Detached Garage, Corey Shoemate. And we will begin with a staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. 1407 North 5th Street in the North Slope. On June 20, 2012, the Commission approved new construction of a single family residence on a vacant lot at 1407 North 5th Street within the North Slope. The proposal is to construct a new 15 by 20 detached garage at the rear of the property. The garage is proposed to have a composition roof of a 712 pitch, which is the same pitch as the house on the property, being constructed with an overall height of approximately 14 feet. The proposed exterior cladding is hardy plank with 5 1/4 inch lap siding with a 4 inch exposure. The new garage will have a roll of metal panel door with 4 upper windows and 1 man door. The proposed site plan was reviewed by the City of Tacoma Blues Division. The detached garage does not require a driveway because of its close proximity to the alley, nor does it cross the sidewalk. Adjacent to the garage, a 10 by 20 parking stall with 2 12 inch wide poured concrete tire strips is also proposed. Some background prior to the Commission's approval of the residence construction on June 20th. Until the property went through a boundary line adjustment in 2007, this lot was part of the adjacent property at 1405 North 5th Street, which was a residence originally constructed in 1901. Until 2007, the existing adjacent house was one of two residences that had been combined for use as a medical office center from the 1940s to the 1960s. In 2007, two non-original additions were removed, or approved for removal, as well as subsequently infilling the openings created by the demolition. And since that time, both homes adjacent to this lot have gone through rehabilitation for residential use. Applicable standards, North Slope Historic District Review Guidelines. First, height. Goal, balance the overall height of the new construction with that of nearby structures, and the rehabilitation of existing buildings at present height of the structure should remain intact. New buildings should step down to be comparable in height to adjacent structures. Two, scale. goal, relate the size and proportion of buildings to those in the neighborhood. Scale refers to buildings' comparative relationship to neighboring structures and its fit within the district. Building facades should be of a scale compatible with surrounding buildings and maintain a comparable setback from the property line to adjacent buildings as permitted by applicable zoning regulations. Item R, Design Guideline 5, roof shape materials. The goal is to utilize traditional roof shapes, pitches, and compatible finished materials on all new structures, porches, additions, and detached outbuildings, wherever they are visible from the street. Typically, as well, the existing historic buildings in the neighborhood either have cable roofs with the slopes of the roofs between 5-12 to 12-12 pitch or more, with a pitch oriented either parallel to or perpendicular to the right of way, or have hip roofs with roof slopes somewhat lower. Item 6, exterior materials. The goal is to use compatible materials that respect the visual appearance of the surrounding buildings. Item 9, parking. Minimize views of parking garages from the public right of way. Analysis. Item 1, on June 20, 2012, the Commission approved the new construction design for single-family residence on this property. Item 2, the Commission has the jurisdiction to review and approve or not approve new construction of this property per TMC 1305.047 prior to those changes of being made by virtue of its location within the historic district. Item 3, the new garage is proposed in the rear elevation of the property, or the rear of the property as a detached structure, which will be visible from the alley and can be seen from 5th Street. The structure will be located on the rear of the property, allowing entry from the alley, which meets the North Slope Historic District Guideline number 9 for parking, already written to the record. Item 4, the proposed garage with an overall height of 14 feet appears to meet the North Slope Historic District Guideline number 1 height, written to the record. Item 5, the garage proposal appears to meet North Slope Historic District Guideline number 2 for scale, also written to the record. Item 6, the proposed gable roof with a 712 roof pitch meets North Slope Historic District Guideline number 5 for roof shapes and materials, with a goal of between 5-12 to 12-12 pitch. Item 7, the materials proposed for the garage, including hardy plank, 5 1/4 lap siding, and 4-inch reveal, appear to be compatible with traditional materials in the historic district, and thus meets North Slope Historic District Guideline number 6 for exterior materials, also written to the record. And item 8, the proposed site plan was reviewed by the City of Tacoma Engineering Division, and the garage does not require a driveway because of its close proximity to the alley and will not cross the sidewalk. Staff recommends adopting the above findings and recommends approval by the commission.
Mr. and Mrs. Shoemake, do you have anything you'd like to add over and above the staff report?
No.
Not at all? Okay. This time I'd like to open up discussion for comments and questions from the commissioners. Any at all? If there are none, I would entertain a motion.
Well, I move that the Tacoma Landmark Preservation Commission adopt the findings in the report and approve garage construction at 1407 North 5th Street.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Eckley and second by Commissioner Chase. Is there discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, say no. Motion passes. Ready to go. Are you already signed off? Or you will be signed off probably tomorrow.
We'll have a written decision in a few days, but in the meantime, when you want to come over, it's just like a flip, so.
Okay. All right, great, thank you. That concludes item 4, design review. Item 5 is share comments. I have none at this time. Item 6 is board business. A is officer nominations, and I will, if you want to go ahead and read the what's underlying, or
if you'd like. So according to the bylaws, officers shall be nominated at the first meeting in December of each year. Elections should be held at the following meeting. New officers assume their duties at the meeting following their election. And for your reference, the section on nominations and elections is contained in the bylaw section 1, administrative procedures, page 2. In 2011, the commission recommended no formal nomination committee be established and to nominate officers from the floor at their December meeting. So we're just bringing this up at this point. you know, so the Landmarks Commission can begin that discussion, potentially nominate people that are absent. It's a joke they make every year.
It's happened to me.
And so at any rate, so it's up to you guys. It's been formal in the past, and it's been very informal in the past. We voted, and we've just gone by assimilation, so if that's right, the right word. But
thank you very much.
Yes.
We have no other business before us at this time. We would not set a record, but are there announcements or any sort of comments commissioners would like to make before we close?
I just have one announcement. Tonight at 7 o'clock, City Councilman David Bowe, who's also an architect, is giving a lecture titled Tacoma, the City We Build, Revisited, and he's going to be discussing various urban planning documents for the city, from starting with the Olmsted plan up until the current day. It's at the Madeira Furniture Company. I've got further details if anyone's interested.
Right.
And the Historic Tacoma is going to be holding its general meeting on tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the old post office. And the old post office will be open as part of the Arts Walk for Thursday evening from starting about 5:30, I think. So if you've not seen what they are doing with the old post office or the Soda School and so forth, that'd be a great time drop by and see it.
Great. Any other announcements from commissioners? With that, we are adjourned. 17 minutes.